Blog Talk Radio.
Timberwolf, the one and only, and I hope everybody's having a great. I'm sorry I didn't bring this up on Sunday. Just to apologize, I had to work Sunday, and I have a second shift job along with a morning job, so things have been getting kind of tight for me there. So today I have my day off, and I figured I'll do a show. I should have this coming Sunday off. I'll be ready to do the next show on Sunday, hopefully. Okay, speaking about the show for tonight, tonight's show, we are going to be talking about My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 11, Flutterbrother. Interesting title. And it has to do with Fluttershy. It's a Fluttershy episode. And she gets to meet her brother. Well, the show starts off with Rainbow Dash and Fluttershy basically at Fluttershy's parents' house. Now, this is one thing that I didn't expect. I figured, well, Fluttershy's brother was going to just pop into her house one day and say, "Hi, sis, I'm home." You know, one of those type of deals. But we get to actually meet Fluttershy's parents. Now, we all know Fluttershy is extremely shy. Her parents are basically the same way. They're a little bit more reserved than shy. They're more a keep-to-yourselves type of pony, I would say. And so anyway, her and Rainbow Dash are sitting there having lunch with Fluttershy's parents. And they're sitting around there talking about, you know, Rainbow Dash needed a small break and some place to relax. Sometimes, you know, things get hectic. And Fluttershy's dad says, "Exactly, that's the reason why, now that I've retired from cloud making," he was a cloud maker, I guess, and I guess her mother did something with flowers. I'm not 100% sure on that. He started a little building out bag for all his cloud small tufts of clouds that he had saved from all the greatest productions of his career there. So, well, anyway, the subject turns to her brother, and lo and behold, he happens to walk through the door. Now, believe it or not, her brother's name is Zephyr Breeze. And the minute I seen this pony walk in, it kind of reminded me of a male Rainbow Dash in a way. Not quite, well, kind of sort of arrogant, but not quite. He was kind of a cross between, I would say, a Fluttershy and a Rainbow Dash. Wasn't very shy or reserved, but thought highly of himself. And it got down to the point where, even on Fluttershy's face when she seen him, that her brother really was, how could I say this, a moocher. Now, I've seen these type of people before. They think highly of themselves, and they go to their friends or their family, and they ask, hey, can I hang with you guys, or can I stay here for a while? Not really wanting to go do any work, or, but, think highly of themselves. I mean, I've seen this all the time, and basically, this is what I would call him. I would call him a moocher. And so anyway, let's see how I got this here. He's there, and he throws his duffel bag onto the table and smashes. It looked like a gelatin dessert. We'll say they're Jello. I didn't even know they had Jello in Equestria, to tell you the truth. But anyway, now Zephyr Breeze was away to main therapy school, but this is basically a hairstylist. That's what I gather. And he kind of drops out because they were wondering, why'd you come here? And, he gets all this into this production number where they were jealous of his artistic style and they were afraid of his style. So he just kind of dropped out. They wanted him to do this other stuff, and he just wasn't into it. He considered it all political type of BS, and thank God Celestia or Luna didn't hear that. I think they would have bitch slapped him, I swear. I wanted to the minute I saw him for some odd reason. It was just like, I don't like him, I'm going to bitch slap him. I can't, even with the sound of his voice, it's like, ah. But anyway, after dinner, and they find out that he's going to be staying with Mumsy and Dadsy, Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash head back to Ponyville, where they come across, Pinkie Pie and AJ. Well, they just kind of like flying on by, and Pinkie Pie yells out, "Yo, guys, it's me, Pinkie Pie, I'm down here," And for some odd reason, they're engrossed in conversation. One of the parts of the conversation, which, we don't see Fluttershy mad half the time, but she's a little, what she would call, peeved. And evidently, from my understanding, the word peeved is possibly a dirty word in Equestria, because it showed another filly, grabbing a hold of her kids by the ears and, walking them away. But anyway, Pinkie Pie's trying to get their attention, and it wasn't working. And so anyway, Applejack whistles, and they kind of stop in midair, where, of course, Fluttershy kind of runs into the back of Rainbow Dash, and they start talking to these guys, and they sat there and go, "You guys look like you were engrossed in conversation. What was going on?" So Rainbow Dash explained that, we just got back from having lunch with Fluttershy's parents, and you would not guess who showed up. And, of course, Pinkie Pie, being Pinkie Pie, whips out a wallet with all these pictures in it, starts naming off names, And she even has a picture of Cheese Sam, which, and they go, no. And they said that, Fluttershy's brother Zephyr just came back from Main Styling School. It's like, and Applejack goes, "Let me guess, and he's staying at his parents' house." It's like, they're talking, and finally Applejack goes, "Well, I know your parents are kind of like, you, kind of reserved, and they really don't want to throw him out. Maybe you should talk to them about that. Maybe you may have to throw him out." And Fluttershy, it's like, you're right. And then she just takes off for her parents' house again. And I'm sitting here, I'm listening to this. It's like, well, this might be a short show. And, this is only like about within 5 to 10 minutes into the show. And it's like, It's interesting. Kind of has to do with maybe sibling rivalry. I don't think so, but I mean, Fluttershy loves her parents, and she doesn't want them being abused or used by her brother, which she knows he kind of like uses them. But anyway, Fluttershy heads home, and when she does, she finds out that Zephyr has occupied the back building where her dad had all his little collection of tufts of clouds, and he's throwing them out the window. They're breaking, and now she's getting pissed. And she calls out his name. She goes, "Zephyr Breeze." I'm sitting there going, "Oh shit, we're gonna have a pissed off Fluttershy episode. Sounds cool to me." So anyway. And he's just oblivious to her. He goes, "Hey, sis, what's going on?" It's like, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, I got to make room for my new art studio." And, well, she didn't really give too much to care about her dad's, tufts of clouds at first, which I thought was kind of strange because that's what basically I noticed first. But she noticed that her mother's flower garden was all messed up. She goes, "Look what you did to Mom's flower garden." She goes, "Well, that's okay. She can replant them someplace else. She loves to do that kind of stuff." I'm sitting there going, "Oh, jeez." And because he goes, "Besides, I'm going to be making that in my, I guess, relaxing area or lounging area of some sort." And he's turning the building into a art studio. He's deciding, "Oh, I'm going to become a sculptor instead of a hair main stylist." And so anyway, Fluttershy, just turns around and talks to her parents, and maybe should just tell him to leave because he needs to be out on his own and everything like that there. And he steps in and he goes, "Well, Mom and Dad wouldn't let me leave, because basically I'm here for them, stuff like that there." And they kind of like back away from him. They sat there and go, "Well, Zephyr, you should be more independent, young man, stuff like that there." And finally, they kind of like ask him to leave, to kind of throw him out. And he's kind of sad about this. So he goes, "Well, okay, I'll see what I can do to make it out on my own." And so. Fluttershy's kind of sad that she had to be the heavy on this. And, so anyway, he leaves, and then we cut back to Fluttershy's house where her and Rainbow Dash are in the house. I guess they're going to be lunch or dinner that same day. I guess maybe dinner since they already had lunch with the parents. And, they're talking about what happened. But before I talk about that, let me break for a station identification. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. And we were talking about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 11, Flutter Brother. Actually, it's a really amazing show. It's I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But anyway, Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash are back at, like I said, Pinky's place, going to have dinner, and she had a carrot on a plate, and of course Angel was up on the table, and they were talking about the events that, boiled down. So anyway, as they're talking, Zephyr comes into her house, and he was like, "Hi, sis." It's like, "Meet your new roommate," and it's like, I'm going, "Oh my god, shit is going to hit the fan." I'm not surprised that by this time, Fluttershy has not given him the stare yet. That is something that I'd like to have seen happen, But, this is how much I really didn't like this guy too much. But anywho, Hang on a second. I gotta. There we go. I had a little bug in there. But anyway, Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash are sitting there saying, you know, because Fluttershy just asked him, you know, do you think I did the right thing by, you know, asking Mom and Dad to kick him out? And he goes, well, 100% sure. And he walks in and says, meet your new roommate. It's like, well, maybe 70%. He took off that 20% cooler, or she did, or at least 30%. And so anyway, Fluttershy goes, Zephyr, when Mom and Dad turned around and told you if you do a play, ponytail stay, it didn't mean to stay with me. And he goes, oh, come on, sis. You know, it's not like I have a lot of people, you know. You know, he had this, you know, arrogance about him. Like, I don't know a lot of ponies that I can, you know, grace with my presence, you know, stuff like that there. Like I said, this guy is really one of these type of people you like to push at and stick your foot up their flank and say, get that out of here. But Fluttershy turns around and she goes, okay, you can stay. And he goes, oh, great, you know, and she goes, on one condition, you get a job. And so anyway, he goes, well, yeah, sure, sis, I'll get a job, you know. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, it's like, yeah, really, he's going to get a job. He's just going to lay around and sit there and say, well, I tried to go out and look for a job, but nobody wants me, or, oh, it's too hot out, or it's too cold out, or it's too rainy out for me to go look for a job. You know, like I said, I've seen these people before. But anyway, Fluttershy just takes matters into her own hooves and decides she's going to find him a job, and they were up early the very next morning. And he was already complaining about that, saying, don't you know that the early morning sun is bad for your mane? Anyway, she finds him at least three different jobs. And the first job that he went, that she took him to, was to Rarity to dye some fabric. Easy task. She goes, all right, now while you're here, you know, dyeing the fabric here, Fluttershy and I are going to go out and get some more supplies. Well, while they're out, he's sitting there, he's kind of like, and then Rarity's cat kind of like puts her paw into one of the dyes and kind of like looks at it, and he gets an idea. So anyway, Rarity and Fluttershy come back, and the place is a mess. And none of the cloth is dyed. He's laying on Rarity's bed reading a book. And she goes, what went on around here? He goes, well, I thought that since Fluttershy could talk to animals, I thought it would be hereditary to family. So I thought I'd try to get the animals to do it for me. You know, kind of delegate, you know, job, you know. And there's dye all over the place, and some of the animals have dye on them. It's like, and Rarity turns around and goes, I specifically gave you that job, to delegate to innocent woodland creatures. And then Zephyr goes, well, it's kind of like your cat's fault in the first place, because she's the one that gave me the idea. And so Rarity gets mad and he leaves. Then they go to Twilight's castle. Now, Zephyr was kind of misunderstood by this. He goes, wow, he's got a lot of tall windows here, a lot of windows way up high. And she goes, in Fluttershy, he goes, yep, because that's your next job, washing these windows. And he goes, what? I thought we were coming here for tea with the princess. And she goes, no, I'm here for tea with the princess. Your job is to clean the windows. And it's like, and Spike comes around and he goes, yep, and I'm here to help supervise you. So anyway, once again, Twilight and Fluttershy take off and have their little tea party. They come back. And amazingly, all the windows are clean. And he's sitting there in Twilight's throne, not in Fluttershy's throne, but on Twilight's throne, which kind of irks me a little bit. It's like, you can sit in any other throne. You can even sit in Spike's spot. Don't sit in the head princess's throne. You know? So anyway, they go, wow, you did such a good job. And then Fluttershy goes, wait a minute. Where's Spike? And all of a sudden, Spike comes down off the ceiling, hooked onto a rope. He says, I'm right here. And she goes, that's supposed to be Zephyr's job, not yours. Oh, Zephyr just asked me how, you know, the correct technique to, you know, Worst Witness, and I, oh, shit, he used me. And all of a sudden, you know, Zephyr goes, well, I just asked him a question, you know, and he started doing it and showed me how, and that's what I needed to learn. Then he just took off. And so anyway, Fluttershy goes, well, that's it. I'm going to give you one more job. So she got him a job with Rainbow Dash. And he was kind of, I guess he has a crush on Rainbow Dash for some odd reason, because he thinks that Rainbow Dash has a crush on him. And it's at Wonderbolt's headquarters. And we don't really know what job it was, but she turned around and told him that if you screw up on this job, I am going to zap you with a lightning bolt. So anyway, they take off, and then, you know, cut back to Fluttershy's house, and Zephyr comes in. His mane is all singed and messed up, and he goes, that damn Rainbow Dash is crazy. She was expecting me to do the job right now. So anyway, Fluttershy goes, what, you left the job because, you know, you couldn't do it right away? And he goes, well, I need time to prepare and stuff like that. She goes, Zephyr, that's it. You can't hold down the job. Get out. So anyway, he does, but after a while, Fluttershy kind of feels sorry for him, and, you know, it must have been a couple hours. So anyway, they went kind of looking for him, but they knew where. Actually, they didn't know where he was at. A little bird came by and you know, kind of whispered in Fluttershy's ear, and it's like, she's kind of like, oh no. And it's like, so they head off to the Everfree Forest where they find him. And it kind of got a little area set up. But he's trying to make fire. He can't make fire. So he gets mad and kicks everything around. And finally, Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash come in, and they go, you know, it's like he's not going to last the night out here. So anyway, she goes, I'll let you come back, Zephyr, under one condition. You have to do everything I tell you. And without any hesitation, he goes, okay, fine. I will come back, you know, do everything you turn around and tell me, and I will not hesitate because I really don't want to be here. So anyway, he goes back. They set up a little studio in there where he does his little creation. They have a little song about it. You know, he's actually afraid to fail is what it is. So instead of, you know, failing, he just turns around and just backs away from it. He quits before he fails. But, I mean, I failed in a lot of jobs, but I at least attempted them. And so anyway, he starts, you know, doing his little hair bane style on this, you know, wig of some sort, which he had. And during the song, he, you know, he goes at it, and sure enough, he's able to do it and buy the book. So anyway, we cut back to Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash having dinner at Fluttershy's mom and dad's house, and they sat there and said, yeah, he went back to main style in school. He's supposed to be, you know, graduating today, I guess, and all of a sudden he pops in and he goes, guess who graduated from main style of school and everything else like that. So anyhow, at the end he goes, well, since I graduated, now I'm still going to need a place to stay until I can open up my own business or you know, get a shop or something like that. And he puts his arms around his mother and dad, and it's like Rainbow and Fluttershy just shaking their heads, no. It's like, oh gosh, even though he succeeded and what have you, he's still going to be a mooch. But at least they headed him in the right direction. my thoughts on the show. I thought it was a really good episode. I mean, not as good as some of the others, that, you know, a little bit better than average. I didn't really like Zephyr too well, but some of the antics between Zephyr and Rainbow Dash, you'll have to watch the episode if you haven't. You know, please do. It's funny. But like I said, I didn't like Zephyr. Twilight's parents. That's back in another episode. Fluttershy's parents, just like her. I mean, you could tell they were family. Rainbow Dash being there, you know, just, you know, I would say, I could see Rainbow Dash, you know, visiting Fluttershy's parents instead of being, you know, at, you know, the spa. You know, I could see, you know, the difference between that. Fluttershy not using the stare on her brother, that, or at least have him having any knowledge of it, because he did acknowledge her and Rainbow for saving Equestria dozens of times, and he didn't do hardly anything. That's why, another reason why he doesn't want to, you know, fail at something, because, I mean, he's Fluttershy's brother. They probably expect him to be, you know, just like her, or level up to them, and that's what he was probably afraid of. This episode I would probably give an 8.0 for. It was really good, enjoyable watching. It had its moments, it had a great song. I enjoyed, like I said before, Fluttershy's parents, getting to see them for the first time, getting to see her brother, which I really didn't like until, you know, even at the end of the episode, I was more or less like what Fluttershy thought of him. I mean, he's a nice guy and all, but still he needs some work. And that's about all I can say for these episodes. Now, we have one more episode before they take their summer break. I'm not sure what the next episode is going to be, but next episode is going to be the last episode until, I think, September. I'm not really 100% sure on that, but I will try to fill the void. I need a drink. I am not drinking tonight. I have coffee. I don't have my rum and coke like I usually have. And that's because it's the middle of the week and I don't have it. But anyway, like I said before, great show. I can't wait until the next episode. Hopefully it's just as good as this one, maybe a little bit better. Most of the shows have reached, you know, the 8, 8.5, 8.75, 9. Very few of them have reached, you know, in the lower categories, like in the 6.5, all the 7.5. But I got 90 seconds left, and I hope everybody's enjoyed the program. Let me know, because a lot of my people who watch this are my Google Plus friends. I hope you all have enjoyed it. I hope that you had having a great week. And until next time, hopefully now, I hope to be on next Sunday. This is Timberwolf for the Wolf's Den and TWOLF the Wolf, saying, I gotta fly. I am out of here. Have a great night, and I hope you have a better tomorrow. Goodbye.